Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, January 24th. Our fucking headphones are fucked up. God damn it. Here we go. No? Okay, it'll fix itself. It'll fix itself. You see, usually when I yell, it fixes it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, hold on. There's your mics. Well, we can't do a show like this. Let me see what the fuck I'm going to do. Hold on. Check one, two. Okay, so everybody's watching us. We're fucking checking the microphones.
Yeah.
And they're getting bored. Welcome to the show, everybody. I can't do a show like this, but we'll see. We'll try and fix this in a moment.
It's kind of messed up, but you know what? If you just like kind of do the one-ear thing, it's not so
you know,
bad.
We can take off our fucking headphones altogether.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that?
Okay,
it's all good.
I'm not used to it. But welcome to the show, everybody. I'm so not used to doing it without...
I know. It's kind of weird not hearing yourself. How do you feel about not hearing yourself?
I don't know. I don't know. It sounds weird. But at any rate, welcome to the show. As you can see, Danny's not here today. We are on Facebook Live. I have a couple of great guests. I have Brigetta Tomacchio in the studio. Welcome to the show, Brigetta.
Hi.
And then we have Kat. How's your last name pronounced?
Trimarco.
Trimarco. Okay. I was going to say maybe Trimarco, but Trimarco it is. Welcome to the show, Kat.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, of course. So we're going to find out everything. Danny's out today, as you, the regular listeners know.
Where's Danny?
She's out of town. She went to Chicago to meet a new guy.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I know.
Okay, good for her.
Never talked to him, only texting. Can you believe this?
Okay, that's
that's weird, right?
This is interesting. And a really cool topic to like ask you too, because I feel like these days, connection is just lost so much with technology, for sure.
I know. Check our Facebook real quick, see if we're like playing, because I had to start it myself. Just go to LA Talk Radio's page.
Yeah.
I guess I can do that too, but I didn't want to interrupt the show here with sound. Brigetta is a longtime friend of the station. And brought in her friend, right? Are you guys friends?
Well, she is my client.
Oh, okay.
Friend, yeah.
Client slash friend. Yeah. It's hard to know Brigetta and not be a friend, right?
That's been
She's
my experience.
One
so
of
far.
A kind.
We are on.
Good. So now you want to share it so your people will know too. So, Kat, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from LA?
No, I'm Canadian originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Where in Canada?
I'm from Edmonton, Alberta.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
And at what point did you come to the States?
I don't fully live here yet. I'm still back and forth. So the last year I've been nomadic, taking it like week by week, month by month. And
wow.
It's been fun.
Very cool. So when was the first time you came here? Was that a long time ago?
The first time I came to LA was probably 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. So you've been coming back and forth and stuff.
Yeah.
How did you guys connect, Brigetta?
Actually, through an event with another client of mine. Well, you know Vanessa. You've had Vanessa on before. Mm-hmm. And we met through there. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Brigetta was working the event, and I just went up to her. I said, I think I need to work with you.
Yeah, right.
Can I have your card? I knew. There was something about her energy. I need to connect with her.
Yeah.
So she's going to help me.
I know. Well, so Brigetta, a little bit about yourself for those who don't know you. You're originally from back east?
Originally from
Maryland?
Originally from back east. I was your co-host for several years.
Yes, you were.
Like I don't know, 10 years ago? I don't even know.
No, not that long ago. It must have been seven, maybe six.
Definitely not six. I've been in LA for six.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Way more than that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But we can look it up real quick. I'll look it up while we're talking.
Yeah. It's okay.
But it's okay. So I've known Brigetta for a very long time.
Yes.
And we're good friends.
Yes.
And we always seem to be in touch somehow, you know?
Somehow.
So it's cool. And you're still here. You have your own show here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It airs on and it's about living in your truth. So the people that we have on the show are positive leaders in the world who are doing good and leading with their truth, like embodying who they are and giving a great message out to the world.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you see, she's such a positive person, right? She's always happy. That's a good thing. At least that's what you show to the world.
Thank
which
you.
Is good.
Oh, we have moments. I mean, everyone has your moments. It's just yeah, how you course. Handle those
the
moments.
The human experience.
Exactly. And so I'm really excited for you guys to introduce Kat to all the listeners today. She's an amazing... well, I'm losing my voice.
Wow. Not you.
Amazing sex and relationship coach. And she's just an incredible teacher and speaker. And she's got some great programs coming up. Also an author as well. So I just really want to dive into what you do. For the listeners, so they can understand exactly like what is a sex and relationship coach? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, right. So I'm a sex and relationship coach and a spiritual life coach.
Yes.
And so it's interesting because you wouldn't think that the two tie in together, but they 100% do, because it's all about living in our higher purpose, living in our higher truth. And that dynamic shows up in relationships big time. And so that was my journey into sexuality, of really like struggling within myself, to having grown up, I can be explicit. You've been swearing.
You can,
right?
can be very explicit.
You can fucking be as much as you want.
Yes.
I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to ask.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the sex and relationship piece came because I was always trying to find myself sexually, and having grown up like watching a lot of porn and not really having any sex education, I was struggling to like find who I was as a sexual being, and realizing that there wasn't a lot of education out there for that. There wasn't a lot of people talking about it. So a lot of internalized shame, a lot of like, how do I access my own pleasure? Why is my pleasure look different than the women I'm seeing in pornography? And so it was about finding my true sexual self and tapping in to like, who am I really on the inside sexually? How do I experience pleasure? How do I connect in relationship? And so that's similar to the piece I do around spirituality too, because it's the spirituality piece is, and actually I want to take a second and just demystify spirituality because
By the way, you can put it on if you want. It sounds good now. It sounds better when you're on the radio, when you're with headphones.
Okay.
Is that better?
Cool. Yeah,
okay,
that's
good. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, cool. You see,
it's
now
fixed.
You're feeling you're on radio.
You know why? Because we changed the vibe.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it just sat here and the machine, the ghost got out of the machine. So we're back to
that's
this.
That's what happens when Kat's here.
Clear this up.
So let me ask you this now. So you discovered, were you sexual early on in your life? It sounds like it, because you put a lot of emphasis on it, right? It's important in your life.
Yeah.
So what age were you like watching porn and stuff? Was that pretty young?
I started self-pleasuring, like masturbating, when I was probably 4 or 5.
Right.
And
that happens to a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
A lot of kids.
Well,
yeah.
So this is the thing, is then we internalize that as bad, and then we grow up to internalize pleasure as
that's
bad.
True. That's true. I mean, I was raised with the fact that girls don't want to have sex. It's only guys that want to have sex. Mm-hmm. And it always felt like shit, you know, because like, oh, she's not, she doesn't really want to do it and all that. That's how I was raised. And that was in the 60s. So forget about that, you know.
And it's interesting because I remember being younger at 4 and 5 exploring. And this is like really funny. I'm totally going to tell everyone this. I remember
on Facebook too.
Whatever. I'm an open book. I remember there were these twin girls my mom used to babysit, and they were older. I think they were like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And I walked in one day and they were playing with themselves, and I was like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, it feels really good, you should try it. And I remember them like showing me how, and I was like, huh, okay. So then that was my first discovery of like, wow, this feels really good. I was like 4 or 5. And then my mom had this
book or something, right?
No,
bad.
It was like a nail kit that like vibrated, and like, it had like these rubber things on it. And I remember like it was like a massager. It had like a massage for your massage your whole hand. And I was like, and I think they took it out one day. Like, I don't know, we were just playing with it, and we were like, oh, I wonder if you put this here, feel it all over your body. And we were like, oh, whoa. And so I watched them do it, and I was like, okay. So I saw where they put it back, and I was like, well, I'm going to go grab that out, and I'm going to try it when no one's around. So I was in my room trying it, and my mom walked in of like, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing?
Wow.
I was like, you know, 5.
They'll traumatize the shit out of you.
I was like hiding under my room and being like, she's like, that's bad. And I'm like, okay, you're not supposed to do that.
And so then we grow up as adults, and we're expected to enter into a relationship or enter into the bedroom, and feel confident and feel comfortable and feel embodied,
yeah,
asking for what we need, even knowing what we need. A lot of women especially, I notice, don't actually know what they desire sexually.
Right.
And so it's like dismantling those shame triggers and dismantling those internalizations from being so little and really accessing like, well, what feels good to me?
Right.
And
like giving
yourself permission.
Right. So it's always filled with guilt, you know, when you grow up and do all this stuff.
And
I agree. So you help people kind of like grow out of that because it stays with us for a long time, right?
Yeah. Well, one piece of what I do is I work with Core Erotic Blueprints, which is a body of work by a woman named Jaya. And what it is like each of us are uniquely wired in how we give and receive sexual pleasure. So I'll help my clients map out like what their erotic wiring is.
Oh, this is so cool.
It's so cool. And this for me was like, this changed my life. Because I was like, oh, that's why I feel things this way. That's why I need this or don't like that. And I'm not broken. I'm not fucked up. It's okay. And it gave me permission to like know who I am. And so that's what, I help my clients do now is like map out how are you wired.
So what does that look like? Like what, when you're working with a client and like this blueprint, like how do you start? What questions do you ask? Like how do you dive into it? Because I'm sure people out there are wondering.
Yeah,
I'm wondering. Like, and I'm like what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it's like, welcome to my office. How do you play with your pee-pee?
Oh my God.
So that would be the first question.
Yeah, it's not like that at all. And it's so funny when I've said sex coach, people go, what do you do? Do you watch people have sex? And something my clients have always said to me is,
tell them, no, that's a pervert or a voyage. Yeah. A voyeur.
And it's, these are internalizations. And one thing I have my clients always say to me is, wow, you make talking about sex feel safe again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people need to step into their expression. But so the wiring, there's two ways we can do it. There are questions like a question and then A, B, C, D answer. There's a series of those. And then I'll also give my clients games to play at home with themselves. So if they're single or in partnership but are doing this work on their own, if their partner's not yet receptive to it, giving them different touches to explore on their own body. Mm. And the cool thing is sometimes it's not even genital focused. And that's like everything I talk about is about expanding the definition of sex and expanding our definition of orgasm and pleasure and everything, because not everybody is most turned on by direct genital stimulation like we're led to believe in porn.
Right.
So them,
they like to have like the whole plot, the whole setting, the whole story behind this, right?
I'm very visual. So for me, I have to. And the thing is, too, it's interesting with the safe, because the safe is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And now, given back in the day, I had a lot of fun. Just gonna put it that way. And when I was tapped out, like I didn't care. Mm-hmm. It was just like whatever. Because I was so hurt by something that had happened to me. But I just tapped out. So anytime I had sex with a partner, I just wasn't there. I was there, but I wasn't there. Just whatever. I'm going through the motion. Totally disassociated.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
And that's a shitty feeling, right?
It is a very shitty feeling.
You feel like shit about yourself, you know, when you do that.
And
it's no pleasure.
Right. And I caught myself doing that at one point where I'm like, what am I doing? And like dove deeper into myself. And it was from being so traumatized and hurt through relationships. And so now for me, I have to feel safe. I need to feel safe and comfortable. And what does that look like? What does that mean sometimes? You know, and even to like have an orgasm, I need to feel safe with that person.
Yeah.
Or I'll have fun. It feels good. But like guys don't understand that it's more about the connection and feeling safe.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
you know?
I'm like, it's fun and that was cool, but
you know, it's like that for guys too, you know. I mean, maybe not for as many as women, but for guys also, you know, it's like if you don't feel comfortable with a woman, it's hard to orgasm, at least for me, you know. I mean, some guys can just make a deposit anywhere they go, you know. But I think you need the setting, you need the story, you need, you know, and I know that childhood memories and stuff, they stay with you, you know. I mean, you talk about 4 or 5. I used to play doctor with the girls in the neighborhood at that age.
I did too.
And you know, I mean, I was like in discovery mode ever since then, you know. And then you grow up and there's like all these walls we build around us,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
All these fears we have, then many people get abused and stuff, and they take their trauma with them and
yeah.
stuff, you know, so...
Yeah, and I would love to lead that into the other work that I do around how I was mentioning, like, dismantling or demystifying what spirituality is.
Mm-hmm.
It's more in the sense that we're all energetic beings. Like, we mm-hmm. live in an energetic world. Mm-hmm. Everything, and this is, like, science now is
right.
showing this. Like, everything is energy before
yes.
it is matter. And so, to me, spirituality is the awakening and remembering that there is energetically more happening than what we can see physically. Mm-hmm. And that's the world. It's so crazy to me that, like, we were never taught about our inside world growing up.
Yeah.
Like, our thoughts, our emotions, the energies inside of us. Like, we were never, and yet that's, like, one of the biggest
yes.
pieces of being human. Like, what's out here is pales in comparison to what's going on internally within us. And this applies whether it's like sex, a relationship, your work, just how you relate to other people, and even in communication. Oh, it makes like my heart
I could tell you were like
because I just looked at you, and this is something I teach clients, is that in communication is to remember that when you're communicating with someone, like, I'm looking at you
mm-hmm. right.
and I'm looking at you, I only see external. I can feel a lot, so mm-hmm. I feel energies beneath what I'm seeing, and that's I believe what a gift I was born into this world with, which was very confusing in my earlier years, and I went through a whole awakening in that, and I can talk about that later too.
Yes.
But as I'm looking at you and as I'm communicating with you, there's a whole world inside of you
mm.
happening.
Absolutely. And the whole history that you have over the years and stuff, you know. It's a whole life behind you, not
but
just the
body. But there's also the energy.
But in
right.
the moment, it's like
okay.
in the moment, mm-hmm. you have thoughts and emotions present inside of you. So you could be
right.
saying words, or I could be saying words,
mm-hmm.
but I'm having my own process inside. I'm having my own feeling. My heart's pounding a little bit. I've had a coffee. I'm a little bit
mm-hmm.
like still settling yeah. into the space, right? So it's like, we forget that. We forget that in when we're communicating with other people and in any kind of relationship
mm.
to actually hear what they're saying beneath this external piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leads into, this is also how we create in the physical world reality. Everything starts internally first. Everything mm. is a thought first. Everything is an emotion first.
Yes.
And our actions are then from that place.
Mm-hmm.
So... and that's why I was saying, like, these two different sectors of work I do, they all to me tie in together because they're all centered around, like, what's going on inside of you and how is that affecting what you're projecting externally?
Right.
So as we mm-hmm. see that show up in relationships
yes.
of projection onto partners. And it actually, when we really understand these inner dynamics, we then become the creators of our own experience and the creators of our own projection screen mm. out in the world,
yes.
essentially. But and this really is the time of awakening in that sense. Like, we're our world is going through a paradigm shift right now, and it's why there's a lot of shit coming up, a lot of shit around sexuality,
yeah.
Politics, like all these major disruptions are coming to the surface because we're being called to look at what isn't working anymore, and we're being called to look at that it is how we're being inside of ourselves individually that is projecting all of this externally. So all this shit's coming to the surface, and you can take this and apply it on a global scale. You can
yep.
take this and apply it in your one-on-one relationships. The shit's coming to the surface and people are freaking out because it's like something's gone wrong. No, everything's gone right. Everything is, we're being shown these things
mm-hmm.
to understand that we actually, these are shadow qualities. These are projections that are happening inside of all of us. And when we understand that, we can bring light to them and look at, like, well, what are the fears underneath of this? What am I thinking under this? What am I feeling under this? And go into that layer and shift on that layer. Then we shift what's happening out here. And so for some people right now, this time is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until it gets better.
Mm.
Again, whether this is your personal relationship or
right.
something.
Can we go back to sex here? Enough of the politics.
No, but kidding. It's not politics. This is
yeah.
the same thing. So a lot
no,
of people
you know what,
will have this be showing up in their relationships right now.
Right,
and it's
right.
interesting because it
is projected.
What you're saying. Yeah.
yeah.
And
I hear you.
So
you.
It's
for me.
Yeah.
It's internal. Like, globally and internally. Like, it's, we're all connected. We can't keep denying that we're all connected, whether it's our partner or globally. It's ending this separation. And so that does tie into sex. It's all the same thing, because it's right. all working on these inner layers of how we relate with ourselves, mm-hmm. of how we relate with other people. And that's where magic happens. That's where true, like, even transcendental sexual experiences happen, where there's so much connection you forget in a human body, because you're just experiencing the essence of your own self and the essence of another person. And for me, I was always craving that and seeking that and searching for that and wondering why I couldn't access it. And that's what I like helping my clients access.
Sounds good. Well, that's the thing.
What interesting is, I want to ask you this, Sam, because I know you're like, okay, what? So, for example, in my life, I have noticed recently, especially around the full moon, I have noticed a lot of my shadow stuff come up, which I thought I had healed. I thought I did. And it was like just shitstorm of my own fears all coming up. And I'm like, this is my stuff. Yeah. I acknowledge this is me. This is not anyone else. I'm not projecting on anyone else. This is all me.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to dive deeper into, like, how do I fix this? Where does it come from?
Can we talk about
God.
That? Can we talk about how to transmute fear? And again, I want, like, this applies whether it's like a fear that comes up in relationship, a fear that comes up sexually, or any fear. But tell me more about it.
And so this is interesting, Sam, and I was going to ask you this so that you could relate. Okay. So in your life right now, has anything happened recently where you're like, oh, shit, I'm a little worried about this?
All the time.
Okay. Yeah,
and the thing is, you know, and I'm obviously older, and I also thought that I've got everything taken care of. I've solved all my problems and everything, but life is not over till it's over. Mm-hmm. And you keep having those lessons coming up for you, and those situations that you can't really resolve, they keep coming back until you know how to deal with them.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I want to say something that's going to tie back. So, like, this is interesting. I was in Mexico, and everyone out there who actually knows me and follows me, I'm an adventure girl. I've been on TV for adventure. I've had TV shows about my adventures. I jump off buildings, out of planes. I've done some crazy shit.
Yes.
So my 40th birthday, I'm in Mexico. I have everyone get together. There's 16 of us. We decide we're going to go ziplining through Mexico. I get there and I freak the fuck out.
Wow.
I won't do it. Really? And I have gone,
that's
name it, what I've done.
You. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I organized it. I get to this bridge. It's a bridge where we have one skinny rope, and we have to, 1 foot in front of the other, walk across the jungle.
Oh, good.
And I'm like, oh, hail to the no. Uh-uh. And it was the fear. Now it's the safety thing. It was a fear, because I would normally do that if I were alone, if I made it, but I was looking like, how is it tied? Who did it? Who are these people? There's are men I don't know. Like, all this crazy stuff was coming up. And I refused to do it. And then I got anxiety over it, because I'm like, why am I, I'm getting mad. Why am I doing this? Why is my body reacting like this? Why am I freezing up? This is not okay. Right. And I was like, almost cried. I'm like, I'm not going to cry. This is retarded. But I was so frustrated. And I had all my friends like, come on, come on, come on. What's the deal? I'm like, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I had to have a guy hold my hand, and like, which I was mad about, because I wanted to do it on my own. And he didn't speak English, but he was very sweet. And I was like, okay. And you know what I did? I trudged to the jungle. Which I found a python, a wild python. I picked it up. I have no problem with animals. I have no problem with wild, you know this.
You picked up a fucking python.
You know I do that. Yeah, I own a python.
That's true. Yeah, she has a snake. She has a snake on her body too.
Everyone's freaking out. Like, you're touching a random snake? Yeah, whatever. There's a video of it. You know, like, I have no problem with venomous creatures. I had no problem trudging through a jungle where there's massive, like, we saw a snake. There were many other ones. No problem. Right. And they were like, don't go down there. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't care down here, but I trust that. I trust nature. I trust the universe. I don't trust man-made things. I don't trust, it's just like, it's so weird. I really don't know where that comes from. It's definitely safety.
Yeah.
However, this same fear showed up last week in a dream that I had. It was a safety issue that came up. It was a mistrust and betrayal issue that came up from childhood.
Yeah.
And the dream, I relived it all week. It was such an, you know those dreams you have where they're so real and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was that. Mm-hmm. It also showed up in my, in a relationship thing. Well, they have no idea. Let me just read. Not they. I'm going to say he. It's one person. He doesn't know. It's my own shit.
Yeah.
And I haven't shared this with anyone.
Yeah.
It's my own shit that came up from betrayal and of trust and of safety.
Yeah.
And
so
I recognize it.
So it's not a coincidence that, that the external, so this is what happened. This is
exactly
a perfect example of what happens in all of our lives. And when people can understand this, you become where you can control your experience. Mm-hmm. We think that controlling our experience comes from moving things out here. Like, oh my God, this is broken, so I need to move, put it here and put it here and put it here. It doesn't work. It's moving matter with matter. So mm-hmm. it's like these patterns that show up is like it's coming up internally for yes. you, and it's being shown to you externally in a physical situation.
And in dreams. Both. Yeah. It's like both.
And so this is, yeah. and this ties into what you were saying about like realizing that life doesn't, like the problems never end, is like, I want to offer a huge reframe on that, because mm-hmm. we live in a world yes. of duality. It's part of the human experience where there's hot, cold, there's male, there's female, there's north, there's south. So everything Polaris. Has an opposite. Mm-hmm. And so it's not about removing the duality. It's not about saying like, well, we have to remove
the negative
thing, the negative thing. Mm-hmm. But we can shift and focus. That's our free will, is we can choose to focus on what we want to focus on. Mm-hmm. But our problems come up as a pathway to solution. So cool that happened to you.
Right.
Because that pattern energetically has probably been playing out in you yes. most of your life unconsciously. So mm-hmm. showing up in relationships. So this is the kind of work I do with my clients, is I can see this. Like when yep. you describe things like I can see this pattern and show you the way out of it. So
please do.
When this thing I don't want to sabotage.
This is an amazing place that I'm at in my life. And I acknowledge it. And I want to run through the fear and hold that fear.
Yeah.
But I don't. And like baby it and nurture it. However, but I don't know how.
I can give you two. Please. Let's do it right now.
Okay. Let's do it right now.
Well, I'm not going to make you go through it, but I'll give you like the tools that I use and that I would use with my clients. So first is to recognize, because what most people do when a problem comes up, they go, oh shit.
Yes.
Something's gone wrong, right? Like something in my life has gone wrong. Something in my relationship has gone wrong. No, all it is a materialization of an internal pattern, which means that you can shift it. And these come up as our opportunities.
Yeah.
So it's like, cool, this pattern has probably been in you for a long time.
Very long time.
And it's being magnified right now.
Yes.
Because
I need to clear it.
It's time to clear it. Yes. And beyond clear it, and this is the other thing, it's like it's all perceptual. It's like, well, we can go like, oh shit, there's this thing and I gotta clear it, I gotta get rid of it and like shove it away and it's annoying me. Mm-hmm. But instead we go, okay, fear, like, hi, hi, I see you. Yes. And fear response, do you know what fear is? It's a misinterpretation of reality. It's a
evidence appearing real. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a misinterpretation of the truth of your being, mm-hmm. because at your core, at our core, all of us, we are made of love.
Yes.
And so you're misinterpreting something. So instead of a framework of like, oh, how do I shift this? How do I get rid of this? Of going in and asking, and you can journal on this literally and go, what is the belief that I'm buying into?
Okay.
What is the belief I'm buying into that's creating this fear response?
That people change.
That people change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Kat DeMarco, she's joining us. Brigetta is here too. And so we're talking about, you have a book, right? Self-Approved. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Yeah, so my book, Self-Approved, to Accepting, Loving, and Expressing the Person You Truly Are. The first like third of it, I outline my journey of life and of being very confused. Like I actually... most of my childhood felt like I think I got dropped off on the wrong planet.
Really?
I'm like,
so you felt like an outsider or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if everybody has this or...
I did.
Yeah. I'm like, where are we and what are we doing?
Yeah.
And how do we navigate here? And like, I literally remember from a very young age being very aware that I'm in a body, very conscious that here I am, and like almost looking around at like, what are other people doing? Like, who am I supposed to be? Mm. Like, how do I... And we all do this to a degree, right? Like, how do I get love? How do I get belonging? Oh, And if I act like this, I get love. If I act like this, I get belonging. And within that, we do lose our true self and our connection to our own,
right.
our own soul. Like, call it your soul, call it your authentic self, whatever word resonates. But that place inside that's like, oh, this is who I am. And so I went down a very hard path the beginning of my life. I mean, I grew up in a very turbulent household. There was a lot of emotional turbulence. Mm-hmm. A lot of fear energy.
Were you a rebel when you were young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My whole life. Like, well. And I still am, but now I use it for good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I abused drugs
are
and alcohol.
Are all the tattoos something that comes from that? Would you say from feeling I want to rebel, or does that come from somewhere else for you?
Yeah, you know, I think it could be, it's a bit of both. Like, part of me, it was a rebellion of like, I don't fit in here, and I'm going to make that obvious. Like, I'm going to make that visible. Like, this is not my home. Like, I don't want to look like...
You got a neck tattoo, right? That's unusual, right? Not many people do, or... many people that I see. So it takes a lot of courage to do that.
The other piece, though, with the tattoos, and I said this a few years ago. Someone said, like, do you ever regret your tattoos? Like, do you ever look at them years later and regret them? I said, no, I feel more and more like myself every time. And I still do. Like, every piece of art I add, I'm like, oh, that's who, it's like, oh, that's who I am. But yeah, so I was a rebel, though, and I abused drugs and alcohol for 10 years. And the beginning of my book, I talk about that journey and the journey of like, really seeing my world reflected to me and having to go deep inside and go like, who am I? Why am I here? I was in a relationship with an addict and I left the relationship and he died. So it was like my whole world, I felt like my whole world was caving. I felt like who I thought I was caving. And it was the best blessing ever because I came home to who I really am.
And it woke you up.
It woke me up.
Yeah, and it happens in life, you know? I mean, you always have something that wakes you up if you start being too complacent, you know?
Yeah.
And I see this in everybody, and that's why I'm mentioning it again. It doesn't matter what point you are in your life. Even if you're older, you worked out a lot of your demons, a lot of your problems. Things will keep coming up because that's what life's about.
Well, we're learning
beings. Yeah, it's about challenges, you know? If every day was the same, it'd be so friggin' boring, you know?
Well, I also believe that we come to this plane to play. Mm-hmm. And someone actually once told me this, and they said, you know, cause I've seen the other side, and it's so beautiful and so much love. So much love.
Yeah.
And when we're here, it's like, that I had a problem with being here. That was like part of my life, like just being here, like, what the fuck is all this? Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, none of this makes sense. Why am I here? And I struggled with that for a really long time.
Yeah.
And
really cool perspective on this.
Okay. And I guess you could say I've seen the other side. I've died once or heard a near death, let's say that. Actually a couple times, but this one in particular really stuck with me. And seeing the other side, feeling it, and then seeing my grandfather in this space, and you have no recollection of time. It's so wonderful. It's so loving. Like, it's like I wanted to be there. Like, it was just, and then I got sent back, and I'm like, why? Yeah. Why? So many times, few times that's happened, I'm like, why the fuck am I here?
Yeah.
And that kind of.
You're not done yet.
Well, I know that now. I know that now, but I struggled with depression for years because I was like, I don't want to be here. Why am I here? So much love over there. What is the point of being here? Why? So I knew I had a mission to be here, but I just couldn't figure it out. It took years to figure out.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting because where I was going with this, there was a point and I forgot what my point was.
That's okay. But the thing is, we're talking about it like, you sort of like felt that life was happening without you.
So I realize we come to this earth to learn, to play, because it's so beautiful and perfect over there. We don't know pain. We don't know emotions. Yeah. We don't know the spectrum of anything. So we come here to learn all of that.
Yeah.
That's why our souls are here.
To create.
To create. And all of us have a different things that we're learning in our life path. So every disaster or situation, it's actually not. It's a lesson. You can look at it in a positive way and be like, whoa, that shit was crazy. But I look at the lessons now. I'm like, quickly, all right, what's the lesson? What's the lesson? Show me what it is.
Yeah.
Rather than being like, why the fuck am I going through this? It's not playing victim mode. It's like, okay, show me the lesson. Yeah. And so when things come up, like this week when I was like, I have all these crazy fears in my head, I knew it was me and I knew there was a lesson and I knew I needed to release whatever it is. I just didn't know how to release it, and we'll talk about that later. But it's like I learn quicker and I'm like happier in my life knowing that like it's all, everything's perfect. Yeah. Everything's how it's supposed
to be. It's how you navigate it.
Good, good. Now, I wanted to ask you, in your book, you started saying a third of it is about your life, about the things you went through.
Yeah.
What else is in the book?
So the second half is called Be Yourself Blueprint, and it's seven layers, seven processes that I take you through to access that truth inside, like practical, because I think we hear that a lot, right? Like, I mean, it's a fancy Instagram quote, like live your truth, express your soul. And it's like, yeah, but how the fuck do I do that?
Exactly.
If it was that easy, everyone would be doing it. So it's actually like teachings and exercises of processes to take yourself through, and self-awareness to bring that forth, to embody that, and to be.
And all this came to you. It's just like you. Did you go to school or anything for this?
No.
Like a sex expert, a sex coach. I'd like to know that maybe you have a degree in. I don't know. Go ahead.
So a bit of both, actually. So I do have a certificate to be a sex and relationship coach. I also have a certificate in spiritual psychology. But what I have woken up to in myself that it is my soul purpose and my soul truth that I did come into this body with a certain wisdom, a certain knowledge of consciousness, and that it is my path to awaken to that within myself and be a teacher of that here on this planet. And so,
and you don't want to teach somebody else's Bible. You want to teach your own.
Yeah,
your
and
own
that's,
what you learn.
That's for all of us, right? It's like it's our job to awaken to what is within us and trust that.
Each one of us comes here with a different gift.
We have a blueprint.
And Sam, like yours is, you know, getting, like, look at the station, for example. You've had the station for how long?
11
like,
years now.
Exactly. Yeah. And so your gift is bringing on all these wonderful people and bringing them together and getting their message out to the world. It's connection.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I realized that later, you know, but yeah.
But that's a beautiful
gift.
No,
but I get a lot of gifts that have nothing to do with work too, you know, and I'm very grateful.
Yes.
And, you know, one thing you learn in life is that, you know, and you were saying it in other words, but the thing is, you can't control what happens to you. You can only control how you react to what happens to you. Because shit happens to everybody, right? So nobody can say, oh, he's got less shit, I've got more shit to take care of. Everybody's got their own package.
We also don't know what that person's been through. Like, we have no idea.
Exactly.
We all have our own degree. We're all in our own, like, or degree of, what do you call it, of experience. Like, you know, for example, if this coffee were to spill all over me, I'm going to laugh and be like, oh, fuck it, whatever. Where you might flip the freak out, and that's some, like, crazy lesson for you to learn, like patience or something. Do you know what I mean?
But it depends also what point it is in your life. I mean, I could react both ways. Depends kind of if I'm angry at the time or if I'm feeling good at the time and who you're with and
like
what kind of energy is in the room.
And that's the piece that we have more control over than we know in those perspective. But I love what you said about the gifts, because when each of us is in our gifts, we it's like by me being in my gift, I can help other people. With you being in your gift, you help.
Exactly.
Like, we're all interconnected. Yes. Like, Bridgetta, like, what you do is so far beyond my scope of knowledge or even something that I care to learn. And it's like, that's the beauty of this world, is like when each of us actually allows ourselves to awaken to what's inside of us and live in our gift. And that's what I felt in you the moment I met you. And I know I've told you that a few times. I'm like, you're in your purpose, like you're living your gift. I can feel it. I'm so grateful to be a part of that and to be able to receive that. And so it's like, we have a responsibility to really like feel in and bring our gifts forward. And we all collectively help each other when we do that. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, well, I've given you guys enough time about spirituality. Let's talk about sex a little bit. I know, but you pretty much gave us the lessons of life in about 40 minutes. So that's cool. What I wanted to discuss a little bit with you is, are you guys hearing this shit again?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We're good.
So it's just me. Okay.
I was getting a bit of it. It's gone now.
Yeah, it's like Are you only hearing on one side?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Okay, we're good. Yeah, it's a ghost in the machine because obviously it comes and goes. But
well, the station is haunted. That's okay.
Yeah.
It is.
But, you know, one thing I think I realize is that people go back. I think everybody's sexuality is probably rooted in their childhood, right? I mean, because that's when we first discover it. And I think it shapes a lot of people. Also, you know, God forbid people get sexually abused. That paints their picture about sex and everything. Mm-hmm. So how do you overcome some of these things? You know, I mean, it's hard. It's instilled in you. You know, it's like... it's inner fears, inner doubts, inner mm-hmm. criticism and all that about your sexuality, about who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. First is like that.
Yeah.
The awareness of that. Because you have that awareness. There's so many people that don't even realize they're operating in that program of just total self-judgment, judgment towards others and how others express their sexuality, which is always a reflection of our own judgment towards our own sexuality.
Yeah. Or fears or whatever, you know, doubts.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's the first one. I don't work specifically with trauma. Like, I have people that I refer out to for severe trauma cases. But within that, I feel like almost all of us have some form of trauma. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it's, like, getting caught masturbating and being told, like, no, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And so there's different layers of it. The layer we have to get into is the emotional layer. Because if we're just intellectualizing everything... we kind of have to get down into that emotional layer, feel the pain, feel the sadness, feel the grief, move it through. And then within that comes the pleasure. And that's a place that a lot of people avoid feeling that sadness or that, like, looking at that place inside that's hurt. But actually, when we do, we free ourselves and we can move through it very quickly because emotion is just energy that gets stored in our body. And so that's when... I've had intense experiences of, like, intense full body orgasms where after I just am sobbing. And the first few times I'm like, where is this? I've heard women get that. What is this? What's actually happening is it's a release of energy.
An eruption almost, right?
Exactly. It's something in the body is getting released. And when we can just allow it to happen and move through it. Oh, and when you go through that with a partner, it's fucking beautiful.
Really? So it's not something that you could go through just by yourself. It's got to be with a partner.
I've never been through. Oh, I don't want to say I've never been through on my own.
Right.
There's a new level of it.
Do you feel there's like feelings or emotions there that contribute to this? So it has to be with a partner.
It's kind of like, too, they talk about yoni massage. So like we as women, too, I mean, we all store stuff, but issues in your tissues. And I used to be a massage therapist. So like, trust me, I've done issues.
I like that. That's a good beep.
Well, and it's interesting because it's true because I have worked on people where, for example, there was a man who couldn't move his arm for years. And so I started working on him. Intuitively, I knew I had to work on his elbow. And I was like, what happened here 6 years ago? And he's like, wait, what? And I'm like, what happened to you 6 years ago? And he's like, not on my elbow. I'm like, just in your life. And he talked about his sister dying 6 years ago. I was like, tell me about it. And he just started bawling and crying. And I was working on him as he's bawling and crying. Yeah. And we're like kind of doing this whole release. And it wasn't not meant to be this. Like, I had no idea where this was going. He just like... literally came in for like a little, it was one of those table massages at an event and it turned into this whole emotional release for this man. He was a Latino man and he felt he couldn't cry. He had to hold it up for the family because men don't cry is what he was taught. And he couldn't let anyone know that he was so distraught over his sister dying and he held it in his elbow. That was the first time. The first time he was able to move his elbow in 6 years, his wife came over and was like, what the hell did you just do? He could lift his arm up. But I was just like, it's an emotional release. It's stored in your body. I've seen so many miraculous things happen in the body. There's also a yoni massage. So it's like massage like with women, we have trauma also stored inside of us. Think about it. Guys are entering us. You know, and if we have,
how it's done?
Well, like think about it. Like especially if it's some kind of like sexual abuse in some way, that's stored inside.
Yeah,
and that emotion is trapped inside of us.
So we carry this everywhere with us. Yeah. That's what you're saying. It needs to be released.
So when you're having a sexual experience with someone, and someone does, wow, I just did that again.
Yeah.
And someone is like crying or whatnot, I mean, it could be like a beautiful thing, but it also could be, it's a trauma release too. Right. If you are open with that person. And then I think the yoni massages are interesting because that's when someone like goes like, well, I'll let you explain it if you want to, rather than, because that's not my, I don't really know, I haven't done that yet, but I have friends that have.
Yeah.
And they've had incredible releases that way. It's been very, very healing.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And healing, and then you access a new level of pleasure from that. So, but, and that's that point. I love that massage story because that's that point where it's like, we get there. And that's where a lot of people go, oh, shit, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. So much judgment towards the emotion that's coming up.
Right.
I have to put this away. I have to get rid of this. Like, oh, fuck. Instead of just, like, feel it. Let it come out. And then it moves. And then you shift. Yeah. And there doesn't have to be this big, all this judgment and shame around it. It's like, that's beautiful. We can't, because we live in this world of duality, we can't numb those emotions and that pain and experience deep pleasure, sexual pleasure. So it's both. It's like allowing ourselves to feel that, to have those.
There's a balance, you know, I mean, and you're right. There's a flip side to everything in this universe, and that's how you have to live, you know, I mean, for sure. Now, so we're almost out of time. So what is it that you can do for people? People want to contact you. What can you do for them?
I'd love for you to mention a wine, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Wine? Okay.
So I have a book coming out this year titled Align, which is deeper processes to understand your internal world, mental patternings, emotional patternings, energetic patternings, and how to shift those, mold those to create your ideal reality, to answer that call of your own gifts, your own soul. And I've created a 3-month like intensive group coaching program based on all these teachings. Mm-hmm. So it's really taking people, there's going to be the sexuality piece in there, but it's going to be all areas of life tied in together and really understanding who we are as beings here and how we navigate our emotions, how we navigate our thoughts, clearing this old garbage from the past so that we can become the brilliant creators that we're really here to be. And that starts as an internal process.
And amen to that.
Yeah.
So how can people get a hold of you? We're almost out of time.
Sorry.
I don't need to cut you.
Like, I can talk all day.
I know. We'll have you come back.
Yeah.
Because you still haven't talked about sex, and it's really frustrating to me, though.
Oh, my God.
She's going back to the spirituality.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I want to put her on the spot. But, no, this has been very, very enlightening. You know, it aligns with a lot of things that I've discovered in life, and you're very wise. You know, it's amazing. So you're a teacher, you're a coach, you're a guide. How can people find you if they want to?
I'm on all the social medias as Kat space K-A-T space T-R-I-M-A-R-C-O. To contact me directly, just email contact@katrimarco.com. for any information on any programs. And then my website is same thing as www.cattrimarco.com.
Sounds great.
And she's got this amazing program coming up starting February 1st. So if anyone's interested in joining her online coaching program with Align, please contact her via social media or email as well. It's going to be amazing.
Very exciting. How long are you staying in LA this time?
I drove here this time from Canada.
Wow. She had a fun road trip.
I had a fun road
trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Following my path of
I love
excitement.
That.
Yeah.
So did you drive through Oregon, by the way? Or are you on the other side?
No,
right?
I drove through Montana, Idaho,
right.
Utah.
You're more in the center. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to be going back in a few days, but I'm back and forth all
really?
The time.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so bring her back, Brigitte. Yes. Okay, well, there's a lot more
She'll
to
be back
about.
In February as well.
Yeah, awesome.
She's actually joining with the Wow Brothers, who have a show here.
They're right there right now. You're going to say hi to them.
I saw them in the corner of my eye. They have the Wow Gifting Suite for the Oscars that are coming up February 22nd, and Kat will actually be one of the featured people there.
Yeah, and if I could mention, I'm in tonight at the night market at Sky Bar, which is
Mondrian.
At what hotel? The Mondrian Hotel, and there's 30 different vendors, so I'm actually going to have my book set up there. I'm going to be doing like little mini sessions and connecting with people. I have some cool program opportunities, some meditations, free meditations for people. So if you're in LA, come say hi to me in person. I love connecting with people in person.
That's awesome. So where is that now?
8 p.m. at the Mondrian Sky Bar at Mondrian, which is on Sunset.
It's a nice hotel.
It's free to the public to come, and it's a wellness fair. So there's a lot of like really awesome brands that are there. Like Tiki is one of my favorites, so I might shop there.
Well, you know, Bridgette is going to be there. It's about wellness.
Well, yeah, it's like yoga, wellness, fitness. You know, Kat's going to be there, so why wouldn't you come? Duh.
Awesome.
Anyway.
Well, Kat from Marco, and am I saying it right? Is it try or tree?
Trey,
that's what I thought. Tremarco, okay.
Sometimes I even say try, just to keep it simple. But
yeah, I know.
You'll hear me interchange.
And then Brigida Tomacchio, which sounds similar. So
Tomacchio, Italian. Come on, you got the Italians up
Well,
here.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank
You're
you,
a
Sam.
Lot of fun. We invite you back anytime. Listen to Brigida's show today at 3 on Channel 2. And everybody, thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Peace out.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.